We're back here on Sports Talk, and we believe in the power of being everywhere, folks. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. It's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell School in Sports Talk, and all the local content that you crave. That's on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps. Saints training camp, day two, a wrap for the black and gold. Have plenty to talk about with the QBs in action today. All four spoke today, including Hunter Deckers, but we're going to get into audio from Jake Haner, Tyler Shuck, and Spencer Rattler. Shuck had the first team reps with the black and gold today. He was kind of inconsistent day one, looked uncomfortable, and had a little bit of a bounce back today, though, as things started out a little rough for him and things got gradually better. Let's hear from the rookie. Second round pick, got his deal done, fully guaranteed. Tyler Shuck enjoying his first NFL training camp, and here's what he had to say today.
Tyler, whenever you're going today with this one, how does that change maybe your approach compared to the previous?
For me, the approach is the same. I'm going to go in and command the huddle, you know, to the best of my ability. But I think today I was really intentional, you know, about my first time getting in with them, that coming in and having a presence, you know, being loud and being, you know, we're having that dialogue with all those guys. And I wanted them to know that I'm coming in, you know, ready to do the job. And I think it was a really good day operationally wise. And then it was a lot of fun being out there, even though it was a shorter red zone day, but to kind of keep rolling, you know, it felt really good.
Where do you feel like you're at, like, just as far as, like, your comfort level, feeling like, you know, Tyler Shuck every time you go out there?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, every day I feel like I get better. I think the biggest thing, like, yesterday we're going, you know, every play is not going to be perfect, but I think how we kind of responded and how I kind of come back each day, that's the biggest thing I'm looking for, because we're all in the same new offense. You know, we're not going to be operating like it's, you know, week 17 and for everybody we're having, we got to be sharp mistakes wise. I got to have better ball placement almost every time I'm trying to get better. So to your point, no, I'm not exactly where I want to be at all, but I think that's a good thing. I think we have a lot more, you know, ways to grow, and that's the part I think Kellen and all the staff do a really good job with, you know, putting a lot of stuff on our plate, but at the same time understanding, you know, how we can be successful.
How do you feel like your path, like, to get here with the injuries and the setbacks?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel like that's maybe, like, calloused you for, like, a situation like this to handle it maybe in the best way possible?
It's helped me out so much, because I think just even your day-to-day interactions with guys, you know, having fun, joking around with Cam Jordan, joking around with guys that are vets, and maybe when you're a 20, 21-year-old rookie, you're kind of coming in just whatever. But I think, you know, we're all trying to get to the bowl. We're all trying to do everything that we can do to get better. So having played in five different systems, having been a backup, been hurt, all those things, and been a starter, and it's really helped me just day-to-day wise, and then also learning the new system and commanding the huddle and those things, but trying to find little ways to keep sharpening it.
When you're in a competition, do you have to try to caution against, like, sticking mentally on, like, a negative play? Or even a positive one, and just like really moving on to the next play, and just kind of having that kind of mess.
Yeah, I think in general, you know, we're in practice. They're scripted scenarios. We're scripted. You know, it's not the flow of a game. We're trying to operate within the best. So a lot of times, a throwaway or you know, not taking a sack here or putting on this is sometimes good plays, and they may not look good in comparison to, you know, if I have a good throw or Spencer has a good throw or Jake has a good throw. I try and go at it and just, you know, win that rep, and I think that's the whole goal. So for me, you know, I've been in a bunch of different competitions, and human nature is like, oh, this guy threw it deep, I want to throw it deep. But
right. The
biggest thing the coach is looking for and I want to do is just execute it to the best of my ability, and then the good things will happen.
Tyler, getting back to the adversity that you faced in college, now that you're in camp, do you feel that you stayed in school has helped you out tremendously?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it has, just because one, like I said earlier, just from operating within the building standpoint, comfortability there, and then also just kind of coming out to practice, you say, and having that sharpness. And I also understand how Foster and Taysom are feeling right now, and you're on the sideline and you're itching to get back, and I can see it in their eyes, because I've been there and I would do anything to get back on the field. And that's kind of how I'm treating every single day, competing and trying to be the starter and trying to do everything I can to help the team, because I think we got, you know, all the talent in the world for this team-wise. And I think that me, Spencer, Jake, Hunter, our job is just kind of facilitate it and do the best we can.
How would you describe this quarterback room, the way you guys are getting along?
Oh, it's
just
awesome.
Everything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. I think the best thing is that we're all kind of around the same age. I feel like we all kind of have a really unique experience. You know, yeah, I'm a rookie, but I've also been seen some stuff in college. You know, Jake's seen a lot of stuff in the NFL and had to battle through some stuff. So has Spencer. And I think we kind of have that great mindset of we're competing, but we're having fun, and we're trying to get better. So it's been really fun so far, and I'm excited to kind of keep battling.
Saints rookie QB Tyler Shuck talking to the media today. Got his run with the first teamers the first day of camp. It was Spencer Rattler. And it looks like tomorrow we'll get a look at Jake Haener with the first team offense. Kellen Moore trying to distribute these reps evenly to get a better determination of this QB battle. And man, oh man, you know, things are going on without pads right now. Definitely looking forward to that happening on Monday. And then I'm telling you, Charlie, once we get into pads, it's going to be like, well, I want to see some real competition.
Yes.
And then you'll be looking forward to preseason games.
And then once you get to the preseason, you want the real stuff.
Right, you'll be annoyed that, this isn't real football. I need the real deal.
Yeah, I know. And Mickey Loomis was really quick when someone had talked about the quarterback competition, and they mentioned Tyler Shuck, they mentioned Spencer Rattler. He said it's a three-way competition. He threw that in there pretty slyly, but he definitely said it. Jake Haener is involved, and that's why, you know, I don't think Kellen was necessarily concrete about Jake Haener getting first team reps, but I think that's kind of what they're going with right now.
Yeah.
I just remember when we spoke with Scott Shanley about it, that holding a three player positional battle anywhere on the football field is difficult with A, the shortened preseason, and B, you know, just one practice session per day and then no more two-a-days or anything like that. And then break days as well, where Kellen had said that the 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, it's the longest they can go consecutively holding practice. So holding a positional battle between three players vying for one spot is difficult given the limited reps, especially for the quarterback position, though. So we'll see how long it actually is, a three-man race. I think ultimately once you get to the preseason, I mean, guys are going to start to separate themselves. That's kind of what Deuce had said earlier on when he was speaking with Mike Haas in the post-practice interview. And what Mike Haas had said, too, that the preseason will ultimately determine multiple spots, and the quarterback battle should probably be one of those.
Yeah, you mentioned with those limited snaps that are available for the quarterbacks right now, through 2 days, Hunter Deckers has not taken a single rep.
Exactly. I mean, and I think it's going to start to become the 1v1, and we'll see what Jake Haener has to say about that. If he comes out and has an incredible practice session tomorrow, you know, good on him. He'll keep it within a three-man race. And we'll hear from him in just a second. I used the bite for the flash from Hander where he said, I know that I'm an underdog in this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
I like being the underdog, you know, saying the right things.
The biggest deterrent with Hander for me is just the fact that in the action we have seen him in the regular season, eight games, seen limited action, but it just wasn't very impressive.
Exactly.
Nothing really stood out to you that looked like something where he could be a viable starter in the NFL.
That's kind of what I was going for, Steve. I think it just feels like ultimately it's going to be this two-man race between the second-round pick, your rookie QB, and the guy that started seven games for you last year in Spencer Rattler. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's going to be it's a long process. As Scott said, we hope that it will be figured out by week two of the preseason. And then you can go into the final week of the preseason knowing who your starting quarterback is, and you can get ready for the start of the regular season. But if these guys stay razor thin and if it's tight margins around the edges, who knows how long it's going to take.
Going back into our, you know, sound bank for training camp brought to you by First American Bank. Guy getting reps with the second team was Spencer Rattler. Man, he started out camp day one, a 9-for-9 start. Had another strong day today, but he did throw the first interception of training camp today. But at least he rebounded and was able to guide a touchdown drive right after that. Here's what Spencer Rattler had to say after his second day of camp.
Spencer, does anything change about your process when you're in like a competition like this mentally? You know, like do you seek out like a mental coach? Do you think about how you're going to approach a competition versus going into something with a known role?
No, I mean, I think you just gotta try to be at your best every day. Try to get better and better each day, and you know, try to make the guys around you, the team around you, better when you're in. And you know, like we say, iron sharpens iron, and all of us love competing. I mean, it's just part of the game. You're going to compete in whatever role you got. So, you know, looking forward to the opportunity, having fun with it.
Last season, you kind of been a competition, I guess, for like the backup spot.
Yeah.
But do you kind of get something out of that or draw something from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's similar, another competition, you know, just for a different role. you know, feel good coming into this. Felt good coming in OTAs, minicamp, and feel good right now. Obviously, a lot of stuff to clean up, but everybody looks good. The guys look good. Loving our QB room. I think it's been great. We love building with each other, and then we go out there and compete. So I think it's great for all of us.
Does it become hard to strike a balance between working on something that's maybe not a strength and trying to learn to do that better versus trying to just get the best results possible, especially in like 11-on-11?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to have the best results possible every time you step on the field, 7-on, 11-on, and then you can take care of the little things you want to clean up after practice like we do. But really, it's just the operation, the communication, how smooth is it, can we get in and out the huddle, and, you know, I'd say that's the biggest part.
So talking about being able to respond from the interception and you took it in yourself, what was your process like mentally to do the pick when you ran it into a
TV? Yeah, you know, it was a really clean day up until that. I think that's the biggest focus is we had to keep, you know, finish the day out strong. You know, you got to start fast and finish faster. But, yeah, just got to, you know, make a smart play, throw it away further if I'm going to do it in the back of the end zone. But you got to respond, next play mentality. They want to open it up. Go ahead and run it in.
Is that what happened on that play? You didn't throw it away far enough?
Got to put more on it. Just missed it. Bad decision.
How much do you, like, how do you handle that? When you, I mean, obviously the next play was a solid play. But are you good at, do you think, at flushing that and forgetting it?
I think you have to be. Can't let it, you know, phase you because there's another play. You're going to be back on the field again, but you want to limit those as much as you can, especially in the red zone.
How was the work this offseason with Chris and Rashid, and how does that kind of impact y'all coming into this play?
Yeah, I think it helped a lot, you know, having those guys out for 2 days. Got a lot of good work in out there, and just builds chemistry, builds consistency, and, you know, I think connecting with those guys a little better now, you know, than last year, obviously not getting as many reps with them. So it was great to have those guys out and build on what we already did in OTAs and minicamp.
How big of a, like, ignoring the noise, especially in a situation like this, like, how big of a component is that to just, like, staying mentally right to be able to ride?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to hear the noise, obviously. It's just part of the profession. But, you know, we've been hearing noise for a long time now. So nothing new at this point. Just have to keep, you know, keep the work habits in building, you know, keep building with the guys and go out there and put a good product on the field.
Spencer Rattler addressing the media today. Last season in his rookie year with the Black and Gold, he appeared in 7 games, started 6, ended up completing 57% of his passes, had 1,300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a bad one though too, 22 sacks on the year. We know the offensive line, things, you know, didn't go great for anything around the Black and Gold last year, and injuries just decimated this team. But that was something where he needed to get rid of the ball a lot quicker than last year. And you see a guy that comes into this season, he just has that air about him with the confidence. I think even as a rookie, you kind of, you sense that swag, that you call that, I think, the aura about him.
That's why Saints fans fell in love with him right off the bat, is that he had some sort of aura. I know that's such a zoomer term. It is what it is. He had a swagger to him right off the bat that a lot of people connected with. And I know the 0-7 record was a legitimate thing, but Spencer Rattler, you hear the accountability too in him talking about the interception that he did throw in practice today, where he just said that he didn't get enough under it. He was trying to throw it out, and he said it was a bad decision by him. You know, that was one thing that Kellen said in that first interview that we, or the first presser that we had played in this hour, was that he wants to see how those players respond to adversity. And that's, you know,
it's like when a kid does something bad, you know, he made a mistake,
right?
Slap him on the hand, and you know that's going to be in Rattler's head next time, and he's not going to underthrow the ball out of bounds next time.
Took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. So, you know, looking forward to seeing how Rattler continues to progress throughout camp. It was something that we had mentioned as well earlier in the show, that for a guy that has NFL experience, that has gone through an NFL training camp, he probably should look like the better starting quarterback in this competition over Tyler Shuck right off the bat. We'll see if that changes over the next couple of weeks and if Shuck gets more comfortable. But at least immediately, you know, it's kind of status quo as far as Rattler looking like the better and more comfortable QB.
The other QB in the mix, Jay Kaner. Again, today he took reps with the third team. Looked good, though. Connected with Juwan Johnson, the tight end, on a pair of nice throws. Went for a toe-tap touchdown. Looking like a confident player out there. Speaking like a confident guy as well. We're going to get into the audio now after practice of what Jay Kaner had to say.
Do you find that you kind of have to have the same mentality when it comes to strong days? Like, we always talk about having a short-term memory.
I just think it's trying to be consistent. And when you're in a camp like this, it's, I mean, I don't know, 25 to 30 practices and 3 preseason games. Like, you guys were out there last year. I felt like last year I kind of had a slow build, and then the last 20 practices it was just consistent. Consistent, because the coaches are going to want to put the most consistent guy out there. Doesn't turn the ball over, has a great command of the offense, can get the guys into the right situation at the right time. And I think with a guy like Callen, he wants to be able to kill plays, check plays, be able to alert things. And I think in this system, yeah, the play calls are cut down a little bit, but there's a lot on our plate as far as recognizing coverage, understanding protection, and then obviously getting our guys in the right play, going from one play to another. So I think that's obviously really important, but I think showing consistency day in and day out with those key things helps him win a job.
I know you find that his emphasis on kind of like focusing on what you all do well kind of puts you in a better position to do that than maybe you have been.
Yeah, they're going to install their offense. They're going to do the things that they want to do now and try to get a feel for what guys can run, what routes, who the choice route runners are, what kind of things play into that game, and then, so on and so forth. But I think as far as installing, like, we're going to install base downs, we're going to install third down, we're going to install red zone, we're going to go shot plays, we're going to go put our situational stuff in, 2-minute. None of that's going to be tailored to any player right now. It's going to be who can execute and who can do the things that our offense requires us to do. And then I think on game day, whoever the starter is, we'll tailor things to make it to the point where, hey, I know this guy likes this. Maybe let's put a little more of that into the game plan, if that makes sense. What makes him comfortable? And I think those are the biggest things that make a really good play caller a good play caller.
Jake, you played last year, didn't you?
I think the biggest thing, like every year there's always probably something. This year it's just I haven't played football in 8 months, so I got 6 plays, a 7-on-7 in OTAs, and that was it. I was watching. So I think the biggest thing is just adapting to a new system, plays I have never run before. It was similar at Fresno State because Kirby, Kellen's brother, was my coordinator. And he ran a similar type offense, but it's different coaching now. It's different things that they're asking us to do with our feet. So I think just getting in a rhythm with that and then slowly kind of, not slowly, learning quickly. You have to get in this obvious situation, competition. You have to get on track fast, and you have to start executing at a high level. So I think just getting back to playing football is been my take on it.
With guys like Kellen and Doug Nussmeier and quarterback coach Scott Tolzien, how does that help to replace with Lax as far as a veteran quarterback in there for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, those guys all play quarterback, right? So, I think at the end of the day, they're going to be able to give us a lot of insight and a lot of things on, hey, we see it this way. You might want to see it through this lens. I think those are all perspectives that can be beneficial to young quarterbacks, seeing things through different lenses that we might. I think a powerful statement is you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes those guys have been around it for 15, 20 years. We got Coach Linehan in there too, coordinator, head coach, seen a lot of things. So I just think being able to ask those guys questions and hearing their feedback in the meeting room is just the same as hearing it from a guy that's been in the league 10 years, because they were in the league for that one.
Jake, I know we're like 5% in the probably what the defense is going to show you guys, but like, what are some of the wrinkles that Staley had, some of the things they try to do to make
it? I mean, they're keeping it pretty basic right now. They threw a 0 at us today, coming from both sides, mugging it with the Mike Backer. But I think right now off the bat, I think the one thing that Staley does, that if you go look on tape, he tries to hold that shell for a really long time and make it to the, the quarterback side that it's shell defense. And then they're going to drop one from the sky, kind of have that 60-40 lean safety, play variations of 3, play cover 8, quarter half, play quads, play quarters. And then they're going to, have some blitz replace stuff too as well. And I think the biggest thing for us quarterbacks is seeing different looks, seeing different pressures, understanding when we're hot. And I think that's the biggest thing too. When we're new quarterbacks in a new system, understanding like, okay, hey, this is your built-in hot to this side. Oh, hey, I need to point this guy to understand that he's the hot here. So I just think protections in the beginning stages of training camp are really big to emphasize. And once we start getting more comfortable with that, the faster you play.
When they do kind of hold this for a long time, like, what does that do to yours? Does it just kind of add a little?
At linebacker displacement, you kind of see, like, hey, is this a gap defense? Like, if this linebacker is inside the 3 technique, like, oh, I might have some type of rotation from that side. And then understanding kind of little intricacies that can help you out to making decisions that much faster.
That was Saints quarterback Jake Haener there speaking to the media today. And yeah, he had a rough year last season. I mean, a lot of it's easy to say about a lot of Saints players, but in 8 games he appeared, he had one start, completed just 46% of his passes, threw for 226 yards, one touchdown, one interception, was sacked 6 times. And you definitely felt like we saw when Spencer Rattler was going through his struggles, would maybe go back to Haener to see what he could do, and he just never got another shot at it.
I think he was benched at halftime in the game that he did start.
Right, too, exactly, right, Steve, correct.
If I remember correctly. I mean, Haener is one of those ones that I remember, like when we were talking about him at training camp last year specifically, there he's showing flashes at training camp, and then you get into the preseason and it's like once you get under the lights, you can be a different player. When there's no pressure in practice versus when there is pressure and taking snaps in a real game, whether that be preseason or the regular season. And some guys are just built kind of differently. And it feels like, I mean, we'll see what Jake Haener does in the preseason this year, because he's obviously going to get his own reps in those preseason matchups. But that was kind of the standout thing for me with him, is that, yes, even though he did show flashes at training camp, he never really was the in-game player that you're kind of hoping you would be.
Right. You don't want to ever be tabbed all airline drive, the old right. Metairie team.
Exactly.
All that QB sound today brought to you by Sound, the Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank.